You're listening to SBS News.
The Torres Strait off the coast of Queensland is one of Australia's more unusual environments to work as a paramedic. The region is home to a series of islands scattered over a stretch of ocean spanning 48,000 square kilometres from the tip of Cape York towards Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. And so the job demands a broad set of skills. Most of the staff at the Thursday Island Ambulance Station are trained to fly on a rescue helicopter. On a busy day, the flight paramedics could be required to do back-to-back jobs across the Torres Strait and Cape York Peninsula. They and the helicopters are on standby 24 hours a day. It's a career 43-year-old Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander woman Majala Filewood is working towards. The mother of three is currently enrolled in an Indigenous paramedic program run by the Queensland State Government.
As a qualified ACP2, then I'll be able to go to the Outer Islands to pick up patients, or we go to the ships and be winched down and help people that are sick on vessels, or we do search and rescues throughout the Torres Strait. For me, that's the big goal.
The cadet program is designed to boost Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representation in the state's ambulance service.
For our own people to be delivering the services, it makes so much a difference to the patient. It makes a difference to the community because they see their own people doing those roles. Plus, the other advantage is that we can advocate for the community within the ambulance service too as well, to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the community and the people too as well.
That's Gimu Walubara Yidinji man, Clayne Underwood. He helped get the initiative off the ground after noticing a service delivery gap at Yarraba, a remote community in far north Queensland where he served as the officer in charge for 10 years.
At Yarraba, we had a bit of a need from a service delivery point of view. We had a little bit of a gap, and I thought it was important that we sort of advocate to get some local people employed at Yarraba to fill in that service delivery gap. And we used that as a bit of a pilot to see if it would go okay, and it did go good at Yarraba. And then from there, I think it just spread out, and I think at the moment we've got about 43 cadets across the state at about nearly 30 stations. So it's really grown. And
the program has been running for almost a decade. Miss Firewood is one of two trainees based on Thursday Island, where she grew up.
This is my backyard. I pretty much will know everybody we attend to. The more we have of our own qualified people, the growth and the self-empowerment it stays within our community. Somebody that can understand their cultural background, somebody can understand protocols in their time of need.
Mr. Underwood, who was one of the first Indigenous officers in charge at any Queensland ambulance station, says the next step is representation in senior roles.
You know, the progression that we need to make is once we develop this mass of Indigenous officers across the state, and then we need to progress them up into management, into officer in charge roles and into education roles. And at the moment we get a couple of people in those roles, but we need more, and then that's when we start to make changes at a strategic level.
That's certainly a long-term goal for Miss Filewood, who hopes to become the first Indigenous paramedic to head the station at Thursday Island.
My end game is to become an OIC of my own station in my own community. Australia-wide, I think it would be great to have more Indigenous representation within the health profession.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.